you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones share a birthday.
And they're married, yeah.
They were, weren't they?
They're not married.
No, they still are.
They still are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're back together, yeah. Even though she gave him tongue cancer.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
It was throat cancer.
Well, no, it was. She always said it wasn't me. Wasn't there a joke? Was it me? Because he enjoyed that practice on a lot of ladies over the years.
Well, yeah.
That's how he said he contracted it.
Which
he didn't necessarily say from her.
No, he didn't.
Well, everyone assumed.
He just said
he was a sex addict. He had a lot of sex. But
he basically said that it was from doing that to people.
We've all been there a lot. Yeah,
I'm grateful.
I'm no Brett Kavanaugh.
No.
I actually had a lot of that.
No.
From early on.
Absolutely not. And Will Smith, it's his birthday today. He's going to bungee jump over the Grand Canyon.
Where do you do that?
The Grand Canyon.
Over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, but typically they don't allow that stuff. So
you can also see it on the YouTube.
That Indian Bridge, they bungee jump off that?
See, I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think they do
it. Unless they make a special dispensation because you're Will Smith. Right. Because where that Willenda brother went over wasn't actually the Grand Canyon.
Right.
And I'm sure they had to go through a lot of stuff with the National Park or whoever owned that particular piece of land or was in charge of it. They probably had to jump through a few hoops.
So who's older? Michael J.
Will Smith.
Or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Or Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's a great one. I would say...
Catherine.
I'll say Will Smith.
Yeah, I'll go with Will Smith as well.
But I think it's like a year, right?
Well, yeah, he always makes it close.
No, the last one he made 5 years.
Yeah, but usually it's close.
Yeah.
Craig doesn't like blowout games when it comes to who's older.
That's right. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 49 today. Will Smith is ringing in his 50th birthday.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good win.
Two for two.
Good. I'm not.
I knew it was going to be.
I'm one and one.
I knew it was going to be a good day.
We're going to have to find a way for you to tie.
I have to tie next time.
Right. That's how I'm shaking things up.
Yeah.
Are you familiar, Todd, with the Navajo Bridge? And
that must be it, then.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon?
Oh. You had me at north rim.
You had me at rim.
Yeah. I've been to the North Rim. I'm not familiar with the Navajo Bridge.
Thank you for that, by the way. Yeah, you can jump there at $250.
All right. Man, and you got to hang there while they pull you up, too? That'd be the scary part, I think.
Unless you can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang there the whole time when they pull your ass back up.
Plus, makes a point there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's kind of the reverse Homer. Mm-hmm. Where you go, oh, as they
bang
you all
up
the
side.
Back up. You're banging against the side of the canyon.
Recent study published in the Journal of Sex Research found that about half of all adults have desires and fantasies that the American Psychiatric Association's DSM classifies as non-normophilic.
Okay, well, what's normal?
Yeah.
Well, or a bit of a kink.
What's normophilic?
Normophilic.
Normophilic.
Only half? I would think everybody.
Non-normophilic, or a little bit of a kink. About half of us.
I know this group's got
have
kinks.
Desires and fantasies that may show up as a kink or that may be a kink.
What is a kink? You have a list of kinks?
I have the most common sexual fantasies.
Common. These aren't kinks then.
Most common sexual fantasies and kinks.
These would be...
And kinks.
Normophilic?
would be the common ones.
Which is kink.
And non-normophilic.
These are kinks. These are all kinks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have them? I guarantee I do. One of them.
More than one. Now, keep in mind, there's, you know, some of the, for some people, these are fantasies.
Well, you're saying that. It's about fantasy.
For other people, it's, you know, it's something to do.
Okay. But this is...
It's a Saturday night.
This is a story about what you have fantasies about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. And the top few kinks that are common sexual fantasies and kinks, the fifth most common kink, they say, is partner sharing and non-monogamy, having a relationship where the partners agree that certain forms of outside sexual activity are acceptable.
So, other people.
79% of men, 62% of women fantasize.
You see the commercial? They're at a party, and the girl says, we sling.
Yeah.
And the guy thinks that we swing. Yeah. And they walk in there, and he goes, well, what do you think we meant? He goes, she goes, well, I don't know. And the guy goes, I don't want to take my clothes off. That was a great, that's a great bit.
They have several. Still are there. My issue with that particular commercial is that the couple, one of the couples, went there thinking they were going to swing.
I don't know about that. It sounds like
because they went to the party of slingers. The slingers invited them.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
That's why they're there.
Oh, I thought it was just a party. So we're going to
swing. Slinger party. Okay. You got to pay attention. Okay. They were invited to a party, and they knew.
Doesn't make any sense then.
It was amongst a bunch of slingers.
Then it doesn't really correlate to the bit then. You're right then. So why would they even be there?
Exactly.
The guy goes, I want to take my clothes off. Why were you there?
I still like the ad campaign.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah. It's amusing.
I like what the guy said.
But it doesn't necessarily work into reality for me.
I find it amusing.
The fifth most common kink is, where they say 79% of men, 62% of women fantasize about being in an open relationship. That's fantasize. 70% of men, 51% of women fantasize about polyamory, having multiple relationships at the same time.
It's really not all that different than number five.
Right.
Well, no, it's the same thing. I'm still on that one.
Okay.
66% of men, 45% of women report fantasizing about swinging or partner swapping. Taboo sex is the fourth most popular kink in the nation, they say. The most popular taboo fantasy is voyeurism. That's just watching other people undress or maybe having sex, watching them. They say that one of the reasons why it is so endearing to some of us is because voyeurism is illegal.
Oh, so you have to, you know,
I think in college we
climb a ladder.
We all watch people
look
in college.
Through the window.
Check all.
If the couple consents to let you watch, that's not as exciting to them, or
apparently. The second most popular taboo. Keep in mind, taboos are number four. The second most popular taboo are fetish objects. Objects that one relies on for feelings of sexual arousal.
What's
more common than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
The most common of those were found to be stockings, shoes, boots, panties, and bras. Like that.
Yeah. That's considered.
The last two are okay, but I'm not really
into
them.
That's considered taboo.
But I don't want
to. Yes.
That doesn't seem too that extreme to me. Like, to me, taboo is a chicken. That would be a taboo thing.
Well, keep in mind,
taboo
things
is your
are
sister,
relative.
Right? Taboo is your sister. Things
are relative. And for some people, taboo is a much lower bar than for you.
And some people, not a chicken, especially if you grew up on a farm. That's not taboo at all. Push grew up on a farm. He knows that.
Well, the chickens might be taboo.
Nope.
Oh, they're not. Bye.
Didn't
you say
grow up
so?
On a farm. No chickens.
And the third most popular taboo is exhibitionism. That includes exposing yourself to others without their consent or maybe having sex in front of people. So apparently people are into that. The fourth
most
popular kink.
Naked gardening, like the story you did yesterday.
That's not necessarily a fetish. He might just enjoy being
that's
naked.
That's a lifestyle for that guy.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
What about these nuts?
That's what he yells at
exactly.
From his yard.
What was the porno film? Taboo.
That was
all about.
It was
The series?
Families were having sex with each other. The dad was having sex with the daughter.
Oh, it was incest, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was incest, yeah. But they weren't in real life. They were actors. So it didn't matter. Yeah, once the sex started, you just watched the sex.
They acted like they were family.
No, they didn't add sex. That's not the kind of families I know.
No, they were pretty convincing.
Ginger Lynn's in that. She's hot, man.
How many taboos were there? Were there less than 30 in the taboo series?
Yeah, I could only seem to find one.
Oh, I don't know. There's a bunch of taboos. You're right. They might still be making them.
This must be the original. Because Ginger Lynn is not in this one. The one from 1980.
Huh. She's in one a little later on than that, though.
Yeah.
Ginger Lynn.
Yeah. First in a series of 23 episodes.
Of Taboo, the movie. Yeah, they were movies, full movies.
Huh. Fewer than 30.
Jamie Gillis was the played the dad in one with Ginger Lynn.
Novelty and adventure, the third most common kink in America, involves activities that you've never done before, like bondage, sex in unique settings, or a surprise encounter. Like, I'm not going to.
Can't say that?
I'm just not sure if I can. I'm going to let that one slide.
Can you clean it up a little bit?
Not well. It's about the
That's
nastiest area.
Right.
About the North Rim?
Maybe, yeah.
Butt stuff?
Maybe, yeah.
All right.
Or yeah.
That stuck to a good
sound. Oh, man.
That might be Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. Well, we'll hear it in a little bit. We'll hear it in a little bit.
That is a classic, right?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
So it is like,
I wasn't even listening. I heard it.
Maybe that's why it's classic. Hopefully you didn't hear it right.
So I guess I said that as a question, in the form of a question.
Yeah, Greg was just like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think his response was, yeah, maybe.
I can't wait to hear it.
I can.
Well, I can wait, but we're not going to wait for long.
60% of survey participants say they fantasize about inflicting pain on their partner in bed. No. This is the second most popular kink in America, the BDSM. Slightly more than frequent, they say that they noticed slightly more than frequent sadism fantasies in female participants. The most commonly reported BDSM fantasies are spanking, biting, and whipping, nothing too intense.
Yeah, I never got that.
No, most people said that they wanted relatively mild pain that was consensual and had very controlled limits.
No. I mean, the most pain I ever got, like maybe a leg cramp while you're in the middle of sex, but you don't want that either.
Well, chafed nipples from that raft.
That's not pain.
That's
Pete Lee, apparently.
65% of participants said they want to be submissive.
You didn't look for pain. You weren't looking for pain. It just happened to be. Happened to chafe you.
Chafing nipples.
Yeah, you didn't do it because it chafed your nipples.
Yeah, you and Pete kind of shared a moment there
Friday. Yeah, we did. Yeah. We high-fived.
They say that more Americans want to give up control rather than take control during sex.
If you don't watch Billions, you want to see Paul Giamatti in leather gimp makeup usually. Check it out.
Strapped to a rack.
Yeah. It's
did
pretty
Pete
brutal.
Rose do that to him?
Yeah. That's his old man.
Right, because Bart's
can't punish
dead.
Him. Yeah.
Bart's dead.
Can't do that to Bart.
Can't punish Bart. So
or is that on the list, too?
And the number one kinky sexual fantasy in the United States, this is an easy one. It seems to me like it was very close to number five, but we'll go with this anyway. Group sex.
Yep.
89% of respondents revealed that they fantasize about having a threesome. 74% about orgies. 61% about a gangbang. Most straight men reported wanting a threesome with two women.
Hello.
Women did not care about the gender configuration as much as men.
Hey.
Well, yeah.
The majority of participants said their group sex fantasies involved their spouse or significant other and then another person or two.
Yeah.
No, you can be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But aside from that, we're going to
don't
need...
yell at me. You can't yell at me.
Right.
Because I might be getting into it.
So-and-so.
I might be getting into it.
So-and-so.
Stop yelling at me. You agreed to the threesome. That's it. That's probably said a lot. That's probably said a lot. But I was drunk. We'll take that call. You said that. Stop yelling at me. You agreed to the threesome. I guarantee that's happened a lot.
Yeah, that conversation has been
You said it was okay. Yeah, but you know what you do to her? You liked her a lot. Yeah,
you look like you're liking it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, they got yelled at for enjoying
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
We can do this as long as you don't have fun.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.